Hello, my friends. This is my first voice of Let's Talk, and I'm going to talk about a book. The book is called The Kaizen Way by Robert Maurer. Kaizen is one of my favorite topics because it's affected on my life recently, and I've been using it since 3 years ago. Kaizen is a Japanese word, and it means Kaizen is a Japanese word, and we use it in English a little bit, but you can find it especially in business a lot. Kaizen means a small improvement over time, a constant and never-ending improvement. It has this idea of making a small little bit improvement again and again and again for 1 week, for 1 month, for 1 year, forever. And after that, making a huge improvement. So it's kind of opposite of innovation. Innovation is a big, a sudden improvement. But Kaizen is a small little improvement, but for a long time. For example, you want to learn English. So you can learn it very intensely for 1 month or for 2 months. So you learn it intensely, you learn it in an innovation way, but you can learn it by Kaizen way. You can listen to English, study English, read English, and you can do it just 20 minutes every day. The key, the secret is do that every single day. Let me give you another example. Imagine you have a big cake. Yes? Do you think you could have it just in one time? Surely you can't. But what do you do? You break it into small pieces. Because having a small pieces of cake is easier than having a big cake. Kaizen acts like this. When you want to do something, for example, you want to writing a story, you want to write a story, paint a picture, learn something, you want to do a project, anything that is difficult for you. But what do you do? You can, your mind, perhaps your mind have no idea where to start. Your mind keeps coming up empty. But Kaizen can help you summon your inspiration. You can't force your brain to cough up a creative idea. But you can program a process. You can program by asking a small question. So, whatever question you want to ask, this question must be small, and you must ask with a gentle, with a kind in spirit. If you ask a huge question, and if you use harsh tones, if you ask harsh tones, so then your brain will discontinue your process, stops your process. So you need to ask a small question. For example, what is thing I wish to contribute with my project. How am I ask for help? Or what small improvement could I make to improve every day? This small question cause your brain gets energy. You don't feel stress. But if you ask a big question, you feel stress. Your mind says, "Oh my God, it's difficult. I can't do it." So you need to make your brain calm and then continue your process. By asking this small question, you make your process easier. But remember, you need to ask this small question with a kind spirit every day for 1 week or 2 weeks. How long ever it takes, you need to repeat this same question, and then you will start to take action. Act is very important. Then you continue this process, asking a small question with a kind, gentle spirit every day. Your brain will start to find answer for your question, and then you will start to take action. And the more you repeat, you continue this process, the better answer you find. So finally, you will reach your goal, what you want to do. Yes, this is the technique of Kaizen way. Doing, making a small improvement every day by asking a small question with a gentle spirit every day, you can make a huge improvement in your life. So you can do a big, you can develop your goal, what you want to do. So Kaizen is very helpful for doing your project. I hope you enjoy this topic and Kaizen way, and try to use it in your life for any aim that you consider for being better. Goodbye.